the FAA wants to let approved training programs do ground school online. AirTrek wins a symbolic battle with the FAA. And Solberg Airport wins a round against NIMBYs and eminent domain. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, September 3rd, 2009. The FAA is proposing some significant changes in regs affecting pilots of modern general aviation aircraft and the schools which train them. A notice of proposed rulemaking seeks a requirement for pilots of single-pilot turbojets to pass proficiency checks. The FAA also wants to update training standards to allow approved flight schools to train for private pilot certificates and an instrument rating concurrently, and wants to allow schools to conduct ground training completely online, with no brick and mortar whatsoever. There's also a proposal to redefine complex airplane. You can get more detail and a link to the NPRM itself in the text version of this story, dated September 2nd, at aero-news.net. There's big news in the case of AirTrek, a family-owned air ambulance service based in Florida, which had enjoyed a 30-year violation-free track record until last year. The FAA went after the company, revoking its air carrier certificate based on 38 factual allegations and 14 regulatory violations. The company claimed the case was a witch hunt and that the resulting 15-month shutdown cost it millions in revenue. By the fourth day of the resulting 9-day hearing, AirTrek's law firm says the FAA attorney had withdrawn half of the factual allegations and 8 FAR violations with no explanation. On August 20th, the FAA returned AirTrek's original air carrier certificate. Last Friday, an administrative law judge found the FAA was unprepared to make its case and owes AirTrek $120,000 in legal fees for defending the baseless certificate action. AirTrek was represented by Gregory Winton of Aviation Law Experts LLC with co-counsel Daryl Carr of the FAR law firm. Dana Carr, AirTrek's co-owner and director of operations, commented, quote, "Finally, now that we are back in full operation, and the law judge has awarded the FAA to pay a fraction of our attorney's fees and expenses, we feel somewhat vindicated from this horrible nightmare," unquote. You know, not everybody could survive a win like that one. Solberg Airport in New Jersey has won a significant battle against Reddington Township's attempt to take land in the airport's safety zone by eminent domain. Opponents of the taking successfully made the case that the eminent domain claim is being used to prevent federal and state-approved transportation improvements intended to protect public safety and improve interstate commerce. The 67-page decision does not resolve the case, but will send it to a full trial. It also requires the town, and not the airport owners, to pay the property taxes owed when the township suit took legal possession in 2006. The land in question is a safety zone owned by the Solberg family, which turned down an offer for $21.7 million from the township. The appeals panel wrote in its decision that there is, quote, "formidable evidence that the condemnation was initiated to thwart airport expansion. As the operation and control of airports are legitimate activities in which the state has a considerable interest, the township's unilateral efforts to restrict those activities can amount to bad faith," unquote. NIMBYs claim the Solbergs want to expand the runway to accommodate jets. The family, which has owned the airport since 1941, says on its website that improvements planned are in the interests of safety and continued growth of the business. Up next on ANN, Airbus delivers the first steep descent A318s. The Air Force steps up advertising to recruit civilian employees. And here's why you don't wait 2 decades to come back for your plane. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster, You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for September 3rd. I'm Paul Platt. The FAA has released a special airworthiness information bulletin for owners and operators of Eurocopter AS350B or D helicopters that have been converted to the BA model. The mod ups the max gross weight by 330 pounds to 4,630. There's concern that some operators did not simultaneously change the emergency float system, which could be inadequate to stabilize the heavier helicopter in a ditching. Eurocopter had already issued a service bulletin on the subject in November of last year. Airbus has delivered the first of two A318 aircraft equipped with steep approach capability to British Airways. The capability to do approaches on a 5.5-degree slope opens access to operate into airports constrained by steep terrain and urban airports, including London City. Airbus CEO Willie Walsh observes, quote, "The A318 may be our smallest aircraft, but it has a big role to play in bringing a new dimension of style and convenience to the London-New York route and shows our determination to invest in the future," unquote. Airbus notes the plane already satisfies the strict noise limits at London City. The U.S. Air Force needs to fill 20,000 civilian jobs in the next 5 years and will undertake an advertising campaign to brand the service as a premier civilian employer. Shirley LeBlue, the Air Force Personnel Center's Civilian Force Integration Directorate's Force Renewal and Development Division Chief, promises, quote, "The initiative, once released Air Force-wide, will help fill civilian vacancies more quickly by targeting qualified local candidates, as well as increase employment opportunities for military dependents," unquote. The service says a test of the concept in locations in the U.S. and abroad has been successful, especially at overseas bases. The Iraqi Air Force has hit another speed bump in its attempt to prepare for the pullout of coalition forces. The Defense Ministry has been looking for assets that disappeared during the regime of Saddam Hussein. Haven't we all? They found 19 Soviet-built MiG-21s and 23s that were sent 20 years ago to the part of the former Yugoslavia, now once again known as Serbia, for maintenance. The planes got stuck there in the embargo which followed Saddam's invasion of Kuwait. The Australian Courier Mail reports now that they've turned up. The Iraqis were hopeful they could be returned to service. But alas, just as you might expect if you left your car abandoned on the streets of Belgrade for 2 decades, there's not much to come back for. Serbian officials say only 2 of the planes are in one piece. One was found in a museum. The rest were cannibalized. And there's not much of a supply chain for parts or a training program for pilots. Iraq is now waiting for word on its request to buy F-16s from the U.S. Still ahead, Piaggio believes the time is right to step up its sales effort. Cub Crafters is building a network of certified sales centers. And maybe people who buy houses next to airports shouldn't have guns. You're listening to Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin Wass GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, September 3rd. I'm Paul Plack. While much of the business aircraft manufacturing world hunkers down for a long recessionary winter, Piaggio Aero has announced a doubling of its U.S. sales force. Tom Mahoney, former East Coast VP of Sales for ExoJet, joins Piaggio Aero as sales director for the northeastern U.S. and eastern Canada. He'll be based in New Jersey. Ernie Santiago, former West Coast VP of Sales for Citation Shares, is Piaggio's new sales director for the West Coast and western Canada. His office is in Orange County, California. Mahoney and Santiago join Piaggio Aero's existing sales team of Shane Ellis and Michael Hissom, whose existing roles will become more geographically focused. Piaggio America Executive VP John Bingham says of his new hires, quote, "They bring a wealth of aviation experience to us and become part of a strong sales team at a very exciting time for the company. as we see numerous growth opportunities for Piaggio Aero in North, Central, and South America, unquote. Cub Crafters reports continued brisk sales for both its LSAs and standard category planes, and has overhauled its distribution network to create Certified Sales Centers, a worldwide network of independent Cub Crafters aircraft resellers. General Manager Randy Lervold explains, quote, "Our goals are to provide improved product knowledge and customer support through our sales network and increase access to demo aircraft in local markets. We have seen firsthand the effectiveness of making our aircraft available for in-person inspection by prospective customers, so we are extending the reach. To ensure that our sales team is up to the task, we raised the bar in terms of the qualifications required for our new program and, of course, the training and support we in turn provide to them," unquote. Centers have been chosen for about half the U.S. Interested dealers prepared to meet high standards are invited to contact Lervold through the company's website at cubcrafters.com. Finally today, a woman in Fulton, Missouri faces felony charges after she allegedly walked out near the grass runway at Elton Hensley Memorial Airport in Fulton Saturday evening and fired a .22 caliber pistol at a T-Bird LSA that was landing at the airport. Fox 2 News in St. Louis reported 69-year-old Judy Davis complained that the plane had flown over her home multiple times during the day and was reportedly heard by witnesses on the airport saying she intended to, quote, "shut this plane down," unquote. Airport manager Travis St. John says the plane had been engaged in flight training most of the day and that it likely was loud. Davis faces a charge of unlawful use of a weapon, which could carry a 4-year prison term. Maybe they'll give her a quiet cell. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. I got a rare opportunity last weekend in Bend, Oregon, the chance to interview Lance Neibauer, the designer who planted the aircraft family tree, which now includes Lance Air Kitplane and Cessna Corvallis certificated branches. Today, the first of two installments of that interview. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.